replied Carnasher. The psychic communication had already reached its destination and was poised to claim its final life. Julina Fourneau was in the process of deciphering her previous message when the new one hit with astonishing force. It physically lifted her from her feet and slammed her against the bulkhead of the chamber. The chapter serfs charged with guarding the astropathic choir could only watch on helplessly as she burned with an incandescent green flame. Her screams echoed through the corridors of the Pride of Caliban and only ceased when one of the serfs was able to recover from his shock sufficiently to roll her to the ground and douse the unnatural flame. Her breathing, ragged and sharp, she glared at the serf with long dead eyes.
I need Lord Sardacchio right now.
She will only deliver the message directly to me?
That is correct, my lord. She claims the contents are for you and you only.
The giant figure of Company Master Sardacchio towered over Captain Salinas, her slight, wiry frame making her look like a child in comparison. He looked at the five other figures in the war room, each clad in the bone-white Terminator armor of the Deathwing, and then back at the woman bowing before him.
Very well, Captain Salinas. The Deathwing and I will grant her audience here in the war room.
She bowed lower before taking her leave, her almond-shaped eyes never making contact with any of the space marines. If such interspecial breeding were possible, Sardacchio would have sworn the woman was half Eldar. Such was the alienness of her features. Once she was out of the room, he turned to his battle brothers.
What do you make of that?
A poor omen. The ship is abuzz with talk of what happened to the woman. They say she burned green, and with such a heat that it melted the bulkhead of the astropathic choir's chamber. Throw her out of an airlock and be done with it, I say.
Dardariel was usually the most taciturn of Squad Balthazar, but his distaste for matters of the warp often made him the most vocal of the five, a hangover from the superstitions of his primitive tribal homeworld. Since the destruction of Caliban at the tail end of the Horus Heresy, the Dark Angels had become a nomadic chapter, traversing the galaxy in their asteroid-bound fortress, the Rock, and their fleet of battle barges and strike cruisers. Rather than recruiting fresh battle brothers from a single world, the Dark Angels now drew upon all of the planets of the Imperium for the potential inheritors of their gene seed.
Stay your tongue, Dardariel.
Sergeant of the Deathwing Squad, and second only in years of service to Sardacchio, Balthazar had learned a measure of pragmatism during his time as part of his chapter's inner circle. While he was still a scout, he had honed his dislike and distrust of psychers, which, like Dardariel, was due to the attitudes and bearing of his homeworld. Even when he became a full-fledged battle brother and took his place in Fifth Company, fighting alongside the chapter's librarians did little to temper his ill feelings. At that time, he would have quite happily held the airlock open while Dardariel jettisoned the helpless astropath.
I have no more fondness for this psyker than you, but the nature of the message's arrival means somebody was trying to get our attention.
Then I would say they've got it, wouldn't you?
Sardacchio motioned to the robed newcomer entering the room, somewhat redundant as the stench of seared flesh had already heralded her arrival. Though her garb obscured the worst of them, her blackened face bore all the evidence of how grievous her injuries were. In places, the flesh and muscle had burned away to bone, and strips of skin hung from her cheeks, resting on blisters and open sores. Two chapter serfs assisted her to the center of the circle, formed by the armored figures. Captain Salinas walked behind her. When she spoke, it was with the voice and deportment of a dying woman.
Three messages have I for you, my lord, though a fourth was received, but intended solely for me.
Sardacchio dismissed the captain and the two serfs. Once they had gone, he bid the astropath continue.
The first was the simplest to decipher, and its meaning